This is episode 2184 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I wish you a happy new year. I am sharing with you a meditation from my app, the Sip and Om Meditation app. This is a meditation to help you put closure on this year. I've been gearing you up for this meditation and also tomorrow's New Year's Day meditation. You will hear me mention some supplies that you can use during this meditation to make it even more meaningful. But I want to mention to you that you don't have to use the different supplies. We'll be doing a fire ceremony as we put closure on this year, 2020. You could visually create a fire in your mind as you do the meditation. So the more you put into it, the more meaningful it will be for you. Just make sure you're safe as you do your fire ceremony. So with that, I want to wish you a happy new year. I'm so honored that you listen to the meditations. I'm incredibly grateful to you. And I really appreciate you sharing your journeys with me. Some of you are brand new here. Others of you have been meditating with me for years. I so appreciate you and I honor you. So happy new year, and I'll be doing this meditation right along with you. Well, here we are together, getting ready to close out this year, and what a year it has been. How are you doing? How are you coming along with your challenge this week? Are you giving yourself a little prosperity every day and then sharing your prosperity with others? You could simply do some self-care where you give yourself a little extra time to begin your day. Or maybe you take a bath in the evening. Maybe you go on a walk in nature doing something that you've been wanting to do and you haven't gotten around to doing in a while. Prosperity is all about having more than enough, abundance. So you have enough, what do you have a little more of? And then the ultimate prosperity is passing that along to someone else as well. So we are going to do a special New Year's Eve meditation ritual. If you need to pause and collect some of the things you'll need to make this ritual extra meaningful, I'll share the list of what you'll be using during our ritual, and you can pause this meditation and collect the items. Now, you don't need to do the special fire ceremony we're going to be doing. You can simply do the visualization and the rest of the meditation. But the more you put into this, the more you're going to feel as though you really put closure on this year. So here's your list of what you'll need. You will need some matches or a lighter, some paper strips, at least 3 paper strips, and some extra paper to start your fire. You're going to need a fireproof bowl. You might have a fire pit or somewhere where you can safely burn a fire. You'll need to do this outside. You'll need a big pitcher of water in case you need to douse your fire quickly for any reason. And you will need a pen or pencil or markers, something to write down reflections of this past year. So that is what you will need. So if you are seated and it's cold outside, if you're in the northern hemisphere, it might be freezing, you can bundle up. It's actually even more exciting when you do this when you are a little chilled. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it might be hot. Go with however the weather is. That is what this day, this final day of the year is like. Embrace it. Now, if you are somewhere where you're not able to go outside, then you could still do this ceremony using a candle, a simple candle, whether it's a votive or a longer tapered candle, it's fine. And what you would simply do is make sure that you're somewhere where you won't catch anything on fire as you burn some strips of paper. Okay, so I want to share with you a reflection. So go ahead now with your different items and close your eyes for a moment. Straighten your spine. As your eyes are closed, they're gently uplifted. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose, inhaling the last remnants of this year. Now, as you exhale, release this year. There will never be another year like this year. There will never be another day like today. What you are doing right now is so important as you put closure on the events, the emotions, and everything you did and felt this year. Inhale and exhale through your nose as you prepare yourself for this important closure ceremony. This is a poem by John P. Reed. Brush away old heartaches. Learn from our mistakes. Another year is finally over. A new dawn awakes. Let the old year out. Welcome the new one in. Bury the bad things of the past as a new year now begins. Make your new year wishes as simple as you can. Pray for peace and love, not for wealth or fame. Pray for health and happiness. Pray for your fellow man. Pray for all the ones you love. Pray for those who've lost their way. As the midnight hour chimes, we leave the old and embrace the new. I wish the many things you wish for yourself, and may God's love stay with you. Allow your mind and body to begin to open up as you close out this year. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward. And as you exhale, release your breath. Now begin to reflect on this past year in reverse. And as you reflect on the year, gently go through the months, remembering different events that happened that were uplifting and some that were not so uplifting. The fear, the tension, the stress. Let it all go. Notice the joy, the hope, and the promise you felt this past year. Some months you might not remember so much, and that's okay. Reflect on some of the highlights of this past year. Now bring to mind the things you'd like to release most about this year. Maybe you were fearful a lot this year and you'd like to release that. Maybe you had a difficult relationship that ended and you'd like to release the pain surrounding any difficult event this past year. Maybe you'd like to release poor health you experienced or difficulty at your job. Reflect on what you'd like to release the most from this past year. Now open your eyes, look around your space, straighten your spine, move your body a little, come back into this present moment where you're seated right here, right now, and take your three strips of paper and your pen or pencil and write down the three things that came up as you reflected on the past year that you'd like to release the most. Write them down. You can write down one word, such as fear, or you could write down an entire situation that has weighed heavily on your heart. You may pause this meditation if you want to write down in depth, pouring out your heart, anything you'd like to release. Writing down three different situations or things you'd like to release this year. Now, take your matches, and you might have some sage or rosemary or lavender or some kind of herb with you. And if you do, that's perfect. If not, no worries at all. If you have these herbs, go ahead and strike the match and light these herbs. Soon there'll be a nice billowing smoke. This helps to cleanse and release energy. If you are using a candle, go ahead and take the first strip of paper, the first thing you'd like to release from this past year, and go ahead and burn it in the candle. If you're using a fire pit or a fireproof container, place the first paper with what you'd like to release within the fire. You may be standing or seated. Go ahead now and close your eyes and feel the release as your paper and energy from this event goes up in flames. Inhale through your nose, inhaling fresh air, unencumbered by this event you just released. And as you exhale, feel the release within your body. Feel your mind begin to clear and feel a little lighter. Now take the second strip of paper or full paper if you wrote a lot about what you'd like to release. And again, burn this paper. Closing your eyes, inhaling, allowing yourself to cleanse this emotion or event. As you exhale, feel the release. Feel a new sense of freedom. Now take the final strip of paper or page and release it into the flames. Watch as it burns into the ether. With it, the emotions associated with all these events. Letting go of this year. Now, clap three times, one for each release, energetically clapping out the energy. Now, if your eyes are open, take a look at your fire. If they're closed, make sure you take a look around you and make sure that all is well with the flames. The fire is contained or even put out if you're using a small container. And now, knowing you're safe, close your eyes. And give yourself a full body relaxation with a refreshed, renewed energy, revitalizing your body with new energy for the new year. Your eyes are closed and gently uplifted. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest, feeling it open up to a brand new year, a fresh start. Relax your arms and your hands. You may place them in the Kubera Mudra, folding your little finger and your ring finger into your palm. And then touching your thumb to your index and your middle finger. This is the mudra for prosperity as you usher in new energy into your life. Relax your stomach. Relax your hips, feeling grounded as you begin a new year. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, releasing any final tendencies that come up from the previous year, little fears and worries, let them go. Feel yourself open up to new revitalized energy. Then allow yourself to sit in stillness, enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for. Happy New Year.